Blog Talk Radio.
What's poppin', y'all? PSA motherfucking podcast. You already know what it is, man. It's your motherfucking boy, P-Letter, man. About to get my guest on the line in a minute here. Gotta talk to my brother right here and see what's going on with him. A lot of talking going on. DMV boys talking. Mike P talking. You know what I mean? Give me a second here. All right, we're back on live PSA podcast. Let me get my guest in here, man. Sounds on my nigga YK. YK, what's good, my nigga?
Southside, man. What up, man? What's going on?
Shit, I can't call it. What's good with you, brother?
Back in the building. shit, man, you know what I mean? Dealing with real life shit, you know what I mean? Just regular shit, real life. Dealing with fuck-ass battle rap nigga shit, you know what I'm saying? All that, you know what I mean? We chilling on a Sunday, you know what I mean? It's been a hectic last couple weeks, you know what I mean? A lot of talking going on, a lot of niggas running their mouth, a lot of motherfuckers who's misinformed running their mouth, you know what I mean? But you know what I mean? We gonna clear a lot of that shit up right now.
So let's go. What are we misinformed about, YK? Because I had Mike P on here a couple weeks ago. Shout out to Mike P. I respect Mike P. And when we had a conversation about you, I was like, yo, Mike P, you got to understand, son. YK's a fucking veteran, my nigga. Like, let's be clear, my nigga. Like, if you're talking battle rap and you know your history, this nigga been around for a long fucking time. He's not new to battle rap. Like, the nigga, he's beat a lot of niggas that we like, Chilla Jones, JC's of the world. Like, this nigga's giving niggas problems. And he's just coming off a fire battle with fucking Danny Myers. Why do you feel like Mike P was looking, I don't want to say down on you, YK, but it felt to me like he looking down on you, my nigga. You feel me?
Man, this the thing. That's the arrogance of these new niggas. And then, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm not one of them niggas that's fucking an attention whore. You know what I'm saying? But it's just some whole clown shit in general. The whole thing is like I wasn't calling this nigga out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? I wasn't calling this nigga out. I wasn't asking for this nigga. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't none of that. You know what I mean? I was called like 2-3 days after my motherfucking birthday. He was like, yo, you know what I mean? We got Born Legacy 5 coming up. We want, you know what I mean? We want you on it. You know what I mean? We want you versus Mike P. What's good? I was like, all right, what's up? You know what I mean? It's whatever. Let's get it. And he was like, all right, we're going to holler at him, and we're going to see what's good, try to lock it in. So after that conversation, I didn't hear from nobody for like a couple of weeks, so I'm figuring out he probably said no or whatever. He just battled Trez or whatever. He you know what I mean? Nigga need to rest up. You know what I'm saying? Nigga need to get his shit back together or whatever. But then this where the fuck shit comes into play. The nigga goes on his live and starts talking crazy about me, and I know he's talking crazy about me because niggas is telling me. So then when I go to watch this shit while he's still recording it, he's talking about other shit, but when you scroll up the comments, my name is all through there. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to wait till he posts this shit and see what he's talking about. The nigga erased this shit. So I'm like, oh, okay, so you tucking your tail and running now. Alright, you know what, I'm gonna let that one slide. Then a week goes, then like probably like another a week goes by again, and he does it again. I'm like, hold on, now we just on some fuck shit. So this is what I'm gonna do. I put one tweet out. I said, yo, a nigga would have been on Born Legacy 5, but Mike P was scared. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Off that one tweet alone, we got this whole situation. But I'm so irrelevant. One tweet from my Twitter set off this whole situation. But I'm so irrelevant. I'm not making noise. But this one tweet even got the high mighty surf from off his top tier bandwagon to even comment on my business and what I'm doing. But I'm so irrelevant. You know what I'm saying? Violent me doesn't do shit for people's careers, but here's a few facts that proves that dumbass shit wrong. I battled B Magic. 3-0'd the nigga, and he still came up after losing 3-0. He was on Nome the next year against Clips. So how does you know what I'm saying? How does niggas not benefit from battling me?
Some people,
you know what I'm saying?
Some people say that's back, but YK, some people say that's backwards. All right, you beat Magic to play Devil's Advocate. You beat Magic, and he propel to another, get a bigger battle, and you don't. Was it ever frustrating for you in the sense I beat niggas and they get in bigger battles than I was?
I mean, at first, because you know what I'm saying, a nigga wasn't privy to the politics in the game. At first, it was like, damn, what the fuck is going on? But then after a while, it's like, these niggas is just choosing their favorites. These niggas is just choosing who they like. Like, I'm a villain in this shit. You know what I'm saying? If that's the role y'all gonna paint me as, that's the role I'm gonna play. I'm gonna keep fucking up the niggas y'all love, the niggas y'all put y'all faith in, the niggas y'all. I've already accepted it, my nigga. I'm a villain in this shit. Nobody wants to like YK. That's not the cool thing to do. That's not the end thing to do. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about being no motherfucking black sheep. I've always been that nigga. I've always been me. I never needed a crowd. Even if I had one, I never needed it. You know what I'm saying? Niggas fuck with me because they fuck with me, not because I'm trying to portray some bullshit that I'm not. You feel me? So it is what it is. That's the cool thing to do, try to look down. But when you go watch that footage, when you go peep out what I'm doing, it's like, this nigga's not what niggas is hating on this nigga. They niggas is kind of, niggas is hating on this nigga. This nigga's getting busy. Like, you know what I'm saying? The proof's in the pudding, my nigga. You cut on these battles against some of these people. It's like, yo, this nigga's up there. Like, this nigga's up there. You know what I'm saying? This nigga could, on any given day, he could beat your favorite. He could beat the best nigga. Like, you know what I mean? It is what it is, my nigga. My shit is in my hard work. Some niggas come up off of being popular. Some niggas come up off of putting in that work. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about being liked, because everybody not gonna like you in this shit to begin with. So that don't matter to me. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But
here's the thing, YK. He made it sound like, all right, he battled Tink, Av, Daylight, and Chef Trez. And his argument to me was, like, okay, I battled these niggas. YK hasn't really been on a big stage in how long? Like, that's a step back for me. Do you think Av is your cave gang brother? Good.
But that's not true. I just battled John at the biggest event of 2015. You know what I'm saying? I just battled Charlie Clips. I'm the last nigga to make Charlie Clips take a battle serious. Dude, I'm the last nigga to make Charlie Clips take a battle serious in the last.
I wish that battle
years.
Was three more rounds. I wish that
exactly.
battle. But, oh, I
niggas want,
so,
niggas
but,
want,
but
niggas
can,
wanted
some
that battle
said
to be three rounds.
Right, but YK, some people say to this, because the people have said this on this show, okay, YK got a good Charlie Clips for one round, because Clips won't give you one round. If it was a battle, two more rounds, what would it have been? I wish that battle was two more rounds. First of all, that's my opinion and shit. But
yeah.
When you look at the competition that he's battled, Tink, Av, Daylight, Chef Trez, as of late, and to say that your name can't be grouped into those people or an equation of those brothers, is that a slap in the face? All right, my nigga, you bugging
right now.
That's
retarded. That's just plain stupid. Okay, you say last four, Trez, Daylight, Tink, and Ass. My last four
right.
is Danny, Clips, John, and Steams. That's my last four. I mean, we comparing last four battles. I mean, it's pretty much even. If not, I'm ahead. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, it
I would give him Av, and I would give him Daylight and Trez. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna get John
but that's
Clips.
But that's the
you know
thing, though. But the thing is, okay, you look at those names, but then look at the results. Those battles on Mike P's side are damn near all L's, except for the Tink. That's debatable. You know what I mean? You can make an argument for him. Av whooped his ass. Trez beat him, and Daylight beat him. You know what I'm saying? Like, those are L's. Like, my battles are dubs. You know what I'm saying? I got three dubs, and Charlie joined is debatable. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, who's really? And the thing is, I'm not on URL all the time. I'm not the nigga getting fed plates. I'm not the nigga getting pushed by the machine. You know what I'm saying? I'm like the Undertaker with that shit. I pop up once or twice a year. I fuck somebody up, and then I go back to doing what I'm doing. I'm all over getting money. Nigga's not, you know what I'm saying? He can't do that. You know what I mean? He's not doing that. He's waiting on a phone call. He might get one. He might not. I don't have that problem. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to eat regardless. So who's really popping? You know what I'm saying? I've done 200,000 without being on URL. Can he do that without getting hit in the face? Without either staging it or just plain up getting stuck in the face. Because we've seen that. You know, that battle got like 300,000 views, but niggas skip to right when you get punched in the face. You know what I'm saying?
Because he was talking about that, YK. He was talking about the views thing also. Like, okay, he was comparing his views compared to the views that you get. But I'm like, my nigga, if YK is battling other leagues and he hasn't been on URL platform in a long time, for him to get, whether it's 200,000 views on a different platform that doesn't have a lot of subscribers as much as URL, that's still a good look for him, my nigga. You're on a bigger platform.
He's talking shit about a battle that I did on a league that just started. Like, this league just, like, this league in California, they just started. This was, like, their second event. Their page only has, like, 150 subscribers. I did 10,000 views on a one-round battle where I only rapped for, like, 3.5 minutes. I rapped one round. I rapped for 3 minutes. You know what I'm saying? And I did 10,000 views on a channel that has fucking 150 subscribers in a league that just started. You look at their other videos, the other videos got like 25 views. You know what I'm saying? That's also a favor I do for the league to bring more people in to see what they doing, to look at their other talent. That's why they cash me the bag, because it's more than just a battle. You know what I'm saying? I'm bringing more people to their page. What league is this why I came battling on? You know what I'm saying? Who they got over here? Oh, okay, like, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Motherfuckers niggas trying to say, oh, people don't better. That's crazy. That's stupid. You know what I'm saying? Fucking, I make niggas better. JC lost to me and then had one of the best battles of all time with Chilla Jones right after.
Chilla.
That's
facts.
That motivation.
Agreed.
That's you getting punched down and you got to come back up. After Magic got 3-0, he went on a streak and got to know him Summer Madness. Fucking, after I beat Danger, he went on a run. You know what I'm saying? Got on TV. After I beat Chilla, Chilla stopped scheming. Well, he didn't totally stop, but he pretty much changed up his whole shit, started murdering
right.
Shit. Like, this is what I'm saying. I killed Steams. Now Steams is starting to catch fire. He's starting to get in his mode. Like, I make niggas better. That's what I do. That's the benefit of battling me. Whether you win or lose, I make niggas better. And niggas say, oh, you don't benefit from beating Young Cannon. That's because niggas don't beat me. That's the fucking trick question. The trick question. What do you get? What do you benefit from beating Young Cannon? You fucking don't benefit because you're not gonna beat me. That's the whole trick question. And to even answer that straight on, the one person that did beat me, Sway, right? What did he benefit? He was finna main event Summer Madness 3 after that.
With Daylight,
so
right?
So you know, pending the whole Mav situation. You know what I'm saying? They was supposed to headline that.
Right.
You go from battling what? Beating Shug, beating me, and then you main event in Summer Madness 3. That sounds beneficial to me, my nigga. Sounds real beneficial.
YK, let me ask you a question. Are you signed to URL or no?
We definitely in talks. Like, we got a... it's hard to say. Physically signed, but like the negotiations of the contract, I've been pretty much following them. You know what I'm saying?
So there's conversations of y'all, right?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. We've been talking. I pretty much, you know what I mean. I've pretty much been going by the guidelines of the deal we worked out. You know what I'm saying? I do a certain number of battles. You know what I'm saying? Wherever to get. You know, because y'all not going to stop. Niggas ain't going to stop me from getting my bread. Niggas inbox me every fucking day, you know what I'm saying, about a battle, about hostess and shit. So niggas not going to stop my bread there. But I'm not going to be, you know what I'm saying, I'm not going to stretch myself too thin, oversaturate myself, because that's the problem with battle rap. I'm going to do a fair number of battles, you know what I'm saying, each year. You know what I'm saying? Maybe like six, seven battles a year. You know what I'm saying? 3 or 4 of them be on URL. You know what I'm saying? 3 or 4 other ones be on other leagues. You know what I'm saying? Chop me that check. You know what I mean? That's pretty much how I'm working my shit out. You know what I mean? Because
there's no issue.
I've been doing this.
Go ahead.
Say what?
No, go ahead. You said you've been doing this for so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been doing this. So, you know what I mean? Motherfuckers, it's still places to go. Like, you know what I mean? Nigga love to travel. Like I said, I was just in Miami. It was crazy out there. Like,
right.
It was lit out there, my nigga. So I don't give a fuck what any of you say. You know what I mean? It's lit when I get down there. Motherfuckers try to say I'm irrelevant. Well, these people don't think I'm irrelevant. That's cashing me out this bag. That's bringing me out to these places and putting me in fucking beach houses and shit like that. They don't think I'm irrelevant. So, you know what I'm saying? We gonna keep rocking. You know what I mean?
But what do you, all right, but YK, what do you say to the people that are saying, but YK, what do you say to the people that say, okay, other leagues are reaching out to you, but the big league where the big dogs are at, where you should be at, in my opinion, those are the places that we want to see you on that platform, even though other leagues are showing you love. When are we officially going to get you on the URL? And the second question I have is, are you URLers have issues with you battling, let's say, Ottawa 305 or California battle yet in Cali? There's no problems with that being at your cave game, and you know how URL is flexing. Like, if it's not URL, you know, basically, you know, they don't want you battling other leagues and shit. Is that a problem or?
Nah, it's not a problem. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not going over there. I'm not going over there stretching myself thin and then coming back to URL with nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm going down there like, you know what I mean? I'm going down there. I felt like when I went to Miami, I felt like my material was at fucking like maybe 60-70%. I still went down there and shook the fucking building every round. You know what I'm saying? I'm only doing minute 30s, 2 minutes. Like, I'm not stretching myself thin. I'm saving the, you know what I mean? I know I'm a vet, so I know how to fucking piece my plates proper. You know what I'm saying? That's why when you see me against fucking Steam, it's like, oh shit, this nigga's wilding on this nigga. And you see me come back against Danny, he has some shit. He's like, yo, you can't, this nigga's wilding. Like, yo, niggas that don't even like me fuck with the Danny battle. So you already, like, I just, you know what I mean? This shit is, you know what I mean? It's rap, my nigga. Rap ain't never been shit to me to rap. You know what I'm saying? So I'm a do what it do. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get it how I get it. You know what I mean? But
probably, the young boy Jack Boy Main called you out, my nigga. He's saying, Mike P, don't want that smoke. What's good, my nigga? I fuck with Jack Boy Main. I like these DMV boys, man.
he's going to get his look. Hey, I respect him for doing that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's not, you know what I mean? That's kind of what the game's been missing. A motherfucker that's just willing to call a motherfucker out and say, no, what's up? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I see he tried to do that shit with John. John ain't paying him no attention because, you know, he's still kind of a little nigga. You know what I mean? But I ain't scared of nobody. That shit ain't about nothing. Like I said, I'm going to see him. We talking about that now. I'm going to see him.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Probably before the summertime. If not by the summertime, you know what I'm saying? Probably by the summertime at the latest. End of the summer. I'm going to see him.
So, okay, let me ask you a question. You don't have a problem battling a young bull like Jack Man who's just getting his feet wet in battle rap and trying to make a name for himself. You have no issues. A veteran like yourself, have no issues battling a nigga like Jack Boy Main where a guy like Mike P and other guys, you know?
That's the thing. I've been doing that. I've been whipping the young boys into shape. I don't think there's a PG class that don't have a YK victim on it. There's not a PG class that don't have a YK victim on it. That's what I'm saying. He's just a victim. He's just a victim of this class. And really, he ain't the first one because I battled Fettuccini a couple years ago. I beat him. You know what I'm saying? We had a good battle, but I, you know what I mean? I edged that. So, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing. I whip these little niggas into shape. Jack Boy's got crazy potential. After I whip his ass, he going to be a monster and nobody going to be able to stop him. And that's going to come from me smacking him around. Like, okay, I see what you do, right? But watch this. Bop, 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 bop. You know what I'm saying?
Watch this.
Let me learn you real quick. Bop, 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 bop. Let me show you how to do this, son.
I'll feel you. Are you gonna ever be on these Born Legacy series? Because I think you should be on these Born Legacy series.
Yeah.
Do you want to be on these Born Legacy
It's probably gonna be you know what I'm saying, the next Born Legacy. You know what I mean? If not Jack Boyd and Prez. One of them two. You know what I'm saying? Louisy too. You know what I mean? We got Jack Boy. Jack Boy called me out. Luigi called me out a few weeks ago. You know what I'm saying? I didn't forget about y'all. The bullets are being shined up for y'all, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Me and Prez been going back and forth for like the last three 2, 3, 4 months, you know what I'm saying? Ever since he came back and battled none, me and Prez have been at it on the Twitter. You know what I'm saying? If you go down his timeline, you go down mine, you see it. We've been going at it. So, like, I really thought that situation was going to pop first, but now that this Jack Boy thing has came up and it's kind of catching some heat and people are paying attention, no doubt. And the thing is, now niggas is trying to say I'm ducking. Fuck out of here. I never said no. How am I ducking and I never said no? I told the man on Twitter, I'm going to see you. Just wait on it. But I said my first words was say, we going to clash. That means I'm going to see you. That doesn't mean no, nigga. That means I'm going to see you. Let me get with the peoples and see what the fucking situation is, nigga. That's what niggas don't... Niggas got to understand this is a business too now. You know what I'm saying? I know niggas want to rap. Hey, I used to be just like that, nigga. When I came in, I fuck all that. Let's just get it in. Let's just rap. Hold up, man. I've been here a long time, my nigga. I got schedule. I got shit going on, my nigga. I got to go get chicken over here. Got to go get chicken over here. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to see you, and I'm a man of my motherfucking word. Any nigga I said I was going to see, I saw him. So, you know what I mean? Ain't no in. You know what I'm saying? It's going to go down. It's going to go down. So, buddy, better be ready. You know what I mean? It's crazy. Like, you teaming up with one cave, nigga, when you calling out another. That don't make no damn sense. All right, whatever. Don't make no sense.
Hey, let me ask you a question, man. What do you think about this whole situation going on? You from the streets of Chicago. You know how the streets work, man. You've been in this battle rap game for a long time, and even this guy didn't have a few nice words to say about you, but to see a colleague of yours in battle rap, Susurf, go through a situation, what do you think about all this going on? Not to go into corporate details, but just you hearing about it. What's your thoughts about it?
To me, I mean, it's unfortunate, but at the same time, it's fucking stupid. Come on, man. You at the top of the shit. Why are you getting little bozo charges like that? That's little nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? If it's a problem, you're supposed to have them little niggas with you, man. It's fucked up. You know what I mean? I don't wish jail on a motherfucker, man. Niggas, you know what I mean? I don't know. To me, if you at that position where you about to make that jump, you know what I'm saying? Not just in your career. Shit gonna change your life, my nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be dealing with some whole new shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to be better for you. It's on the way up. That shit just dumb, man. That shit don't make sense. It don't make sense. Like, I don't know. I don't know if it was, you know what I mean? I don't know. I ain't in his head. I ain't in his body. I wasn't there. I don't know how serious the situation was, but I don't know. As a nigga in his position, I feel like you got to, you know what I'm saying? You got to do what you got to do to get out of that situation before anything. Like, if you gonna do some shit, it should be the last resort because, nigga, you got, nigga, niggas is putting money behind you. Like, you about to be that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, you do that, nigga. Niggas hold you in a certain light, and now you about to make a jump to even higher plateau. So, you know what I mean? That kind of throws a roadblock in the way, and we don't know what's going to happen because Buddy been down this road a few times before, so you never know. You know what I mean? Nigga could be in there for a minute. It's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? It's fucked up. It, you know what I mean? I feel like this. If the situation was avoidable, he should have avoided it. If it wasn't avoidable, then I guess he had to do what he had to do. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much it. You know what I mean?
Is it hard to separate? Because you from Chicago, man. You from Southside, man. You from the gutter, my nigga. Like, is it hard to separate the streets? And battle rap though, YK, like separate them two, like you know what I'm saying? Like you put on
here
PSC,
it is
you can
in Chicago, oh man.
Mm-hmm.
In Chicago, anything rap related is somewhere directly to some street shit, some gangbanger shit. You know what I'm saying? If a motherfucker come out rapping, first thing motherfucker gonna ask where he from, who he know, who he click with, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers gonna wanna find all that lowdown. Motherfuckers gonna want to find out all that shit in the gate. You know what I'm saying? Like all that shit on me is out there already. Niggas know I'm from the South Side. Niggas know I'm, you know what I'm saying? I was out in the Heights.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like that's like kind of a suburb of Chicago, but at the same time, our suburbs ain't other suburbs, my nigga. The gentrification is real out there. You know what I mean? Once the projects came down in like the late 90s, you know what I'm saying? Once they tore them bitches down, all the project niggas was moved to the suburbs. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty much out there with the project niggas. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I grew up with the, you know, I pretty much grew up with all the niggas from the city projects moved out. You know what I mean? So, and the Heights, ask about the Heights. Heights one of them places, Joe. That shit is a fucking, you know what I mean? This shit is the hood. You know what I mean? You got certain suburbs that are suburbs, and you got certain suburbs that's the hood. Like, ask anybody that's from this area, a suburb, you say place like Homewood, Linwood, fucking Flossmore, them where the big fly houses at and shit, you know what I'm saying? Olympia Fields and all that, you know what I mean? When you talk about fucking Robbins, Riverdale, Harvey, Chicago Heights, Ford Heights, man, all them places is the gutter. Straight like that. Straight. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is in front of the store with the $10 bags. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is in front of the gas station juking all day. Like, you know what I mean? That's not even no shit, man, to brag on, but that's just reality. That's just how niggas came up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. Motherfuckers do anything to get to that dollar. You know what I mean? But yeah,
well,
battle rap shit, that battle rap and street shit in Chicago is definitely like connected, because some of the, you know, a lot of shit that go on like on the local scene, you know what I mean? It'd be like some of them battles be some real life drama behind that shit. Like, you know what I mean? Niggas is, you know what I mean? You battling a nigga, you know what I'm saying? And his homie done shot at your mans. You know what I'm saying? His homie behind him in the battle, he done up the strap on the niggas that's with you before. So it's like, it's tension there. You know what I'm saying? So like shit can get, some battles can get real tense.
So,
I'll tell you a little backstory. When me and Sammy battled here, it was a little tension because one of my niggas and Sammy, they was beefing for real. So, like, I don't know if you pay attention after the first round, after you got this first round, you know what I'm saying, you see a little tension, a little tension.
You see a back and forth. You see a little back and forth between you and Sammy 100. I seen that.
One of my niggas was behind me, and him and Sammy don't get along. My nigga behind me was fucking, he was taunting the nigga. He was trying to get the nigga to buck. I'm trying to get my nigga to chill. I'm like, chill, this guy the judge, his money on the line, let him go. Nah, he was trying to fight that nigga. He told me too after, he was like, man, I was trying to start a fight with that nigga. You know, he ended up getting put out for the venue and all that shit. Like,
oh, man.
I'm like, yo, I called the nigga the other day, what the fuck happened? He's like, bro, I ain't gonna lie, bro. He's like, I ain't gonna lie, my nigga. I was twisted in there. I was trying to pick a fight with the nigga. I said, bro.
Oh, man.
I said, like, you got to chill, my nigga. If you want to box the nigga, you should just wait until we done battling and then go outside. He'd have felt like boxing anyway because he lost.
Oh, man. YK, man. Listen, I appreciate you rocking with me, my nigga. For real, I'm just glad to hear that.
Oh, no doubt.
You back on the scene, my nigga. I see niggas been talking greasy with your name. I just wanted people say, you got to get YK up here.
That only means I'm doing something right, my nigga. Niggas don't say your name out of nowhere if you're not doing something right. You know what I'm saying? It's when them niggas ain't saying your name and trying to find a way to hate on you. That's when you're not doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because a nigga that's supposed to be above you don't speak on niggas below him. Only when they feel like some niggas is a threat.
YK,
like,
man, I appreciate you rocking me, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt, man. Shout out to you, man. Dre the three-letter man. You already know. PSA Radio. Southside. Yeah.
Southside, nigga. Easy, my nigga.
You too, my nigga. One.
Easy. I already know what it is, man. My nigga YK, you know what I'm saying? Breaking down how he felt about, obviously, him and Jack Boy seemed like they're about to go on and popping and shit, man. Remember, y'all subscribe to the channel. It's your boy, Three Letter Man, PSA motherfucking podcast. Go check out my shit that we have and my boy Sean talking a lot of hip-hop on the channel itself. Hope y'all enjoy it, man. Enjoy y'all Sunday. You already know what it is, man. PSA, that's where it's at. One.